So did you come up with some numbers for me? The percentage of, let's start here, the general population in America who are very concerned about Islamic extremism, the percentage of American Muslims who are very concerned about Islamic extremism. Let's start with the general population first. 49% of the general population say that they are very concerned about Islamic extremism. 66% of American Muslims say that they are concerned, very concerned about Islamic extremism. About 7 in 10 Muslims and a similar share of Americans overall are concerned about extremism in the name of Islam in the U.S., including 49% of U.S. Muslims who say that they're very concerned about domestic extremism. Among both Muslims and the larger U.S. public, concern about extremism around the world is higher now than it was in 2011. And while concern about extremism has risen, there's little change in perceptions of how much support for extremism exists among Muslims in the United States. About 73% of the U.S. Muslims say that there's either little or no support for extremism among American Muslims. About 11% say that there's a fair amount. 6% say that there's a great deal of support for extremism within the U.S. Muslim community. So let me ask you this. When you think about the extremism that has been so much of American life, the lynchings and shootings of slaves during the American slavery days, lynchings and shootings of people fighting for civil rights during the Jim Crow era, the bombings of black churches and black homes, the destruction of an entire neighborhood, and I mean total destruction of an entire black neighborhood in Oklahoma due to racism. An entire black neighborhood with all of its successful businesses, the homes, the neighborhood, the community destroyed because of racism. When you think about the bombing of the Mira building in Oklahoma, you think about the extremism that has always been a part of American life, the devastation of the Native Americans over a period of many years, the vicious attacks of German shepherds unleashed against American citizens. Biting. People being clubbed in their heads. No telling what amount of traumatic brain injuries were experienced by many people during the fight for civil rights because of extremism. When you think about American history, even listening to the law enforcement officer who we heard months ago when he had stopped a white citizen and told her to pull out her ID, and she expressed her fear that if she reached in her pocketbook for that license, for that ID, she might get shot. And the law enforcement officer said to her, "Oh, we don't kill white people. We only kill black people. Don't you know that?" When you think about what's been going on in America for centuries, is it easy for you to dismiss the extremism that has already been here and that has always been here? and only think about Muslims when you hear the word extremism? I'm asking you now, because this is a real part of our lives, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that if someone breaks into your car and steals your CD player, it doesn't matter whether the car was broken into and the CD player was stolen in the inner city or in a well-to-do neighborhood. A car broken into is a car broken into, and a CD player stolen is a CD player stolen, period. Whether a church is bombed by someone with white skin or is bombed by someone with brown skin, a church bombed is a church bombed, period. Rudolph expressed his hatred for people of color, especially for the black race. And he went into that church and murdered a number of people. With all that we know about the extremism that has taken place in the name of culture, politics, racism, do we do ourselves a service or a disservice if we begin to equate totally unacceptable and despicable behavior only to one population? Or do we do ourselves a greater service if we look at every population that engages in extremist behavior? Let's consider building our community through wisdom, love, a willingness and a readiness to accept, through fairness.